Being a biblically submissive woman and being a man who serves the Most High are two of the hardest things in the world. Because your husband is allowed polygyny from the Bible and has control over you doesn't mean that his role is any easier. Our roles are both difficult and we all have a cross to bear. When the Father took the Israelites out of Egypt, nothing came easy. He tried them. Even when they entered the Promised Land, there were giants and enemy nations. The Father could have peacefully brought them into Egypt, but that's not how he operates. He wants the best of the best. The zealous who want to serve him with their whole hearts. He says the road is wide but the gate is narrow and few will find it. The Father wants it to be hard, and he wants to build our characters to make us trust him. I'm a failure most days in one way or the other. I act out, say hurtful things, have bad attitudes, and recently I totally disrespected my master and his other woman in the worst kind of way. I wanted to give up on myself, curl up in a corner and scream, "I can't do this, Father." The harder you try to serve Yahweh, the harder the enemy works to knock you down. When I was a lukewarm believer, life was peaceful. I went to class every Sabbath, didn't endure many trials, and remember those being some great years. This is because I wasn't on the enemy's radar. Now, my heart is on fire for the Most High and the attacks are happening faster and frequently. You will mess up, get knocked down, cry, act irrational, and act like a human being with raw emotions. Even the Father repented for some of his own thoughts and actions because he has real emotions too. Don't feel bad when you read my posts and feel like you can't live up to all I speak about. I even have the same thoughts myself that I can't live up to my own posts. My own co-wife might tell you I'm the worst co-wife in the world. None of us are perfect and we have our good days and bad days. Use your bad days to grow closer to the Father, repent, and don't let the enemy convince you that it's too hard. If you're going to battle, it means the Father is at work and refining you in the fire. If you fail, get up and try again. He wants to know who is truly serving him. It's easy to serve Yahweh when life is good, things are going your way, and there are no issues or complications in your life. King David had issues from the moment the prophet Samuel told him he would be king. Years before he became king, he had to run to the wilderness to hide from King Saul and live as a fugitive. What if he had given up and said, "This is too hard, maybe it's a sign I'm not meant to be a king"? The Father built his character and now King David will reign forever. Serving Yahweh doesn't mean life will be easy, it means now you have to fight principalities and wickedness in high places. You become a target to Satan. If you trust Yahweh through the battles, all things will work out for your good. Polygyny, monogamy, being a mother, or submitting to your husband isn't easy. Our flesh will fight us every day. It is a daily battle and you have to wake up prepared to fight. You have to trust the Father, especially when you're balled up in a corner screaming to the Father that you can't do it. The enemy will come in those moments to say, "Run away, leave your master, take the children and flee. Go be free to live your life, do as thou wilt." This is his bait to bite the apple. He will enter your home, cause destruction, and break up the entire family for generations. Don't let him do this to you. No matter what you've done, go into your closet, shut the door and repent. Show the Father he is worth the fight. Life is hard no matter what path you take because we live in a world ruled by Satan. You are not a failure as a wife, mother, or follower of Yahushua. You are human. No one is perfect but Yahweh. Even Yahushua said, "Do not call him good because no one is good but Elohim." Remember this the next time you beat yourself down for making mistakes. If people judge you, so what? They're not perfect either. We all put on a vain show of pretending to be perfect. Your neighbors are not perfect, your husband's not perfect, his other wives aren't perfect, your pastor or teacher are not perfect. I'm here to tell you that I'm not perfect and I won't pretend to be. I have a standard I want to live by given from the Most High. If I fail every day, I will wake up the next day and try again. I will never give up on the Father or my Master. This is encouragement for the women who feel defeated. For the women who read or watch my videos and feel like they can't live up to the Father's standard. The point is you need to have a standard, a goal, and work at it each day. We all fall short of the glory of Yah. Praise Yah for His mercy and the blood of Yahushua. Get up, my sisters, and try, please try again. Biblical submission is a beautiful lifestyle that is worthy of praise. Thank you for reading or listening to this podcast. I hope it reaches someone's heart. Please leave any questions in the comments below.